Archers for the week 23 to 28 October 2005.
Can Emma be persuaded to let Will see baby George?
So Grandad's a bit better, is he?
Well,
if he's gone out with Dad.
Took a bit persuading, but don't do him no good at all roasting in his room. Nice walk in the fresh air is just what he needs. Oh, can you get me some pudding spoons, love?
There you go.
Ta. And it'll cheer him up seeing little George this afternoon.
Except...
what?
I still don't know if Emma's going to let me have him.
Oh, love.
After the scene she made Thursday, I mean, if she won't let him go, I can't snatch him, can I?
Have you spoken to her since?
Left a message. She don't answer her phone when she sees it's me.
So she knows you're coming?
I mean, what must it be doing to George, eh?
Oh, he's too young, love. He won't understand what's going on.
But he does, Mum. He knows something's not right. He'll cry in his eyes out on Thursday.
Oh, worry.
That's why I had to walk away in the end.
Do you want me to talk to her?
I couldn't bear to hear it. Not being able to pick him up.
She'd answer the phone to me, wouldn't she?
Actually, I wondered, would you come with me?
Eh?
To collect him.
Oh, all right.
I'll drive you down there, but then I'll stay in the car. She won't have the nerve to say no to you.
Oh, how did you do?
I told you you should have come with me.
You left before George and me were properly awake.
Well, there's no point going to a car boot unless you go early.
So, how was it?
Ah, it's all right.
Oh, all right.
Well, the bottom's fallen out of the CD market, really.
Everyone's got iPods, haven't they?
So, well, that's about it for this morning's work.
Oh, that's great. Every little helps.
Oh, yeah, I got this for Georgie.
Ed.
Oh. And if you squeeze its tummy.
Oh, you shouldn't be spending your hard-earned money on toys for him.
Ah, you like that, don't you, Georgie?
You're supposed to be saving every penny.
Here, look.
What?
Go on, Georgie, you can do it.
Oh, yeah! Boy!
He's never done that before, has he?
No, no, he hasn't. Oh, Ed, he's really growing up, isn't he? You're such a smart little bunny, aren't you, Georgie? Hey?
We'll have to be careful when we're changing him. If he can roll over like that, he could roll right off the bed.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on you.
Not as much room to roll anywhere in here.
No, but, well, I don't care, Ed.
We're going to be out of here soon, anyway.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Oh, I was having another look at your Farmer's Weekly ad.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll better get down the bull and send that off.
Yeah. No, I thought maybe it'd be better, instead of just saying herdsman, if you put experienced herd manager.
I can't say that.
Why not?
Well, it's not true.
Yes, it is. Well, you look after Oliver's cows single-handed most of the time.
Oh, yeah, but...
And he leaves you in charge whenever he goes away. What's that if it's not managing the herd?
Oh, well...
You've got such talent, Ed. And you mustn't be shy about telling the world.
Oh. Well, that's all right, love. It's only someone at the door.
No, it's Will.
But wasn't he supposed to ring before?
Oh, God. I don't think he'd be here this early. Let's just pretend we're not here.
We can't do that.
Yes, we can. Shh.
The door's not even locked, it's only got a tram.
Hello, anybody home?
Oh, it's okay, it's only Mum. Oh, yeah.
Edward?
Are you on your own?
William's waiting in the car.
All right.
I thought it best.
Well, come in then.
Hello.
Afternoon, Emma.
Hello.
Hello, Georgie. How's my lovely boy, eh?
He learned a new trick this morning, didn't he, Emma?
Oh. Why is he sitting out there in the car?
He drove me down here.
He's not having George.
But he thought...
I told him last week.
We thought it best if I came in.
No, I'm sorry, Clary.
Emma.
I can't let him go.
Don't you think Mum and Dad have got a right to see him?
He's still our grandson. Even if William... Oh, you know.
Well, just for a few hours,
I just don't think... I don't think Will should see him. It'd be so much better if he just accepted.
Well, maybe it would, but you can't force him to accept it, Emma. If it is true. And not seeing little George, well, that's just too much to ask for now.
Come on, Em.
I'll take good care of him, don't you, Fred?
Let Mum have him.
You won't let him out of your sight?
Well, of course not. Now, come on, sweetheart. Come to Grandma.
And you'll bring him back?
6 o'clock on the dot. And we'll take his bottle this time, eh, Georgie boy?
Oh, come on, shift, you stupid thing. Tom!
What on earth are you doing?
What does it look like?
You're trying to shift an arc on your own.
Apparently.
Oh, come on. Let me give you a hand.
No, no, it's okay.
Now, I'll grab this end.
Are you sure? It's a mucky job.
Oh, don't be daft. Now, where do you want it?
Okay, about there.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Right. 2, 3, and...
Yep, okay, that'll do. Thanks.
Oh, damn. Trousers.
I did warn you.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, do you think you're going to be able to give Adam a hand to finish off the sugar beet?
When?
Tomorrow.
I don't know. Probably not, I'm afraid.
It's a historic occasion, you know. Could be the last time we grow sugar beet.
You've decided, have you?
More or less. And Adam's been nagging me to give it up for the past couple of years, so...
Well, much as I'd appreciate the work, I'm afraid I'm going to be tied up at Bridge Farm for the next week or so. Now, this one needs to go nearer the fence.
Okay.
So if you take that end. Ready?
Yeah.
2, 3, and up.
By the way, did you know this coming week is British Sausage Week?
Yeah, of course I did.
You never said anything.
Well, as I may have mentioned, I have had other things on my mind. Okay, if we put it down here. That's great, thanks.
Well, shouldn't you be doing something about it?
Shouldn't I be doing something?
Well, Carrington's doing a big promotion, apparently.
I beat them last year.
What?
Well, don't you remember? The Borchester Sausage Trail.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, you won, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
What?
You should have done something.
Yes, I know.
Just remind everyone.
And if I hadn't been working 18 hours a day...
It's a real missed opportunity.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
You let Carrington steal your thunder, and that won't do at all.
I should just wait out here.
Oh, no, I'm not going in on my own.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, people cut you dead, they give you funny looks.
I haven't been in here since, you know...
You're not ashamed of me, are you?
No, don't say that. I'm really proud to be seen with you.
Oh, come on, then. Hold my hand. Yeah, we can face anything, you and me, Em.
Even the Sunday lunch crowd and the bull. Look, one of the computers is free. Come on.
Do you want a drink?
No. Let's just get it over with.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, Kenton.
My best ever assistant manager. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, yeah.
This young man still looking after you, is he?
I'm doing my best,
yeah. He's doing really well. We just come in to use the computer. Send off a job advert for him.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, good luck to you, Ed.
Yeah. How's it going at Jack's?
Oh, we're okay, you know. But the old place just isn't the same without you. Oh, Fran's a lovely girl, but,
no,
you know...
Grab that computer.
Well, let me get you a drink.
No, it's all right.
Ed?
Some other time, yeah? Thanks for offering that.
Yeah, cheers, Kenton.
All right, well, see ya.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
£5.60.
Ah, Tom.
Hang on, I've got some change here somewhere.
Yeah, I thought I detected a certain agricultural odour about the place.
There you go.
I thought perhaps it had invested in some new kind of rustic air fresheners, you know? Give the punter an authentic whiff of country air.
I just wanted a sandwich and a swift half, and I've got to get back to work.
Gee, easy boy.
Well, it wasn't worth changing out of my overalls, okay?
Yeah, no need to apologise. And Sid seems to have changed his mind on that one anyway.
Is that Ed?
Yeah, yeah. And the lovely Emma.
Oh, I haven't seen him in here since... Well, you know.
Yeah, well, I can't see the traction myself.
What?
Of Grundy Jr. Oh, if I was there, I'd have stuck with the other one.
Oh, I've got to sit down. I'm knackered. Do you mind if I join you?
No. Go for it. You sound a bit cheesed off. What's the matter?
What, you mean apart from the sleep deprivation?
Oh, of course. Tony's out of action, isn't he?
And my so-called business partner seems to think I'm not working hard enough.
Your business... Oh, you mean Brian?
Yeah. Accused me of slacking on the job because I haven't done anything for Sausage Week.
Sausage Week?
You can't have forgotten, surely.
What?
Well, last year, the Borchester Sausage Trail.
Oh, right, yeah.
We did a promotion in Jack's.
Ah, yeah, yeah, spicy barbecue bangers, yeah, of course. Yeah, didn't you win something?
I certainly did.
Yeah, and we did really good business, yeah. Yeah, so, we're going to do it again?
Oh, I'd love to, Kenton, but I'm up to my eyeballs.
Well, I could do it.
What?
It can't be that difficult. The odd poster, a few leaflets.
You'd do it on your own?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'll ride a unicycle down the high street with my pants on my head if it'll bring in a few more punters.
Well, I think posters and flyers should do it.
Okay, you leave it with me, mate.
Oh, look at him, William. He's so alert.
He has been from day one, really. Wants to know what's going on, don't you, eh?
It's lovely to see you together.
Where's the bunny rabbit gone, eh? Where's he hiding? Hey, look at that.
Oh, he rolled over.
All on his own.
Bless him. Clever, Georgie.
Oh, he's never done that before. At least, not when I've been there.
He'll be crawling soon. He'll be wanting to explore. Then you'll know all about it, eh?
Can't stand it, Mum.
What, love?
It's just... he's learning new stuff all the time. And I'm not there to see it.
Oh, no.
Don't you see? This is why I've got to go for some kind of regular access.
William...
I know, I'm busy. I don't have much time to spare. You've said all that already. I don't care. I'll find a way to do it. I just don't want to miss out on him growing up.
But the trouble is...
we'll sort something.
No, I'm going to say it all depends on Emma.
No, it don't.
And what she'll agree to.
She thinks she can push me around, but I'll get a court order.
But she won't even let you have him for the afternoon.
What's the matter, eh?
I mean, she didn't want to let me take him.
You want your rabbit?
Only because Edward told her to.
Well, I'm not giving it to you.
What I'm saying is...
you want your rabbit, you're going to have to roll over and get it. Hooray!
William,
who's the clever boy,
what
eh?
What I'm saying is, if she makes this much fuss over a few hours in the afternoon...
I know.
How's she going to be over proper access? I mean, well, how often do you meet?
Well, I've got to work it out, get it sorted. I've got an appointment to see the solicitor tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'll tell him I need a court order, or whatever. Something that spells out my rights, that Emma can't ignore.
Yeah, that's what you need.
And I want a divorce.
Oh.
Well, that can't come as a surprise, surely.
But you don't have to. I mean, there's no need to rush into these things, William.
Why not? She's never coming back to me, is she?
No, I don't know, love.
And even if she did...
who knows what's going to happen?
I couldn't. There's no way I'd take her back. Not after what she's done.
There are guests for dinner at Brookfield.
I'm just sitting down the shop.
All right. Where are the kids?
Your mum's here. She'll get them making the pudding for tonight.
All right.
One of those lovely, apple-y things with a meringue.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame Auntie Satya's not coming this week. Pip could have given her the guided tour.
Oh, of what?
Usha's worrying about how to entertain her. So I said we'd show her around the farm.
We?
I'll do it. Don't panic. Can I get some more wine?
Have we got some of that Argentinian stuff left?
Only two bottles.
All right, well, let me get some more then.
Apart from that, we just need a few nibbles. Oh, and some paper napkins.
What are we going to do with the kids this evening?
You never listen to a word I say, do you?
What?
They're going to stay over at the stables with Daniel.
Oh, yeah, you did say.
And Amy Franks is babysitting.
So Alistair will have to come then.
Unless he prefers to spend the evening playing Cluedo.
Sounds very tempting.
What's the matter?
I'm really not looking forward to this.
Because of Alistair?
No, that too. I was thinking more of it being George's birthday.
But that's the whole reason we're doing it.
I know, but... you know, Chris is going to find it all pretty upsetting, isn't she?
She'd find it a lot more upsetting if she was sitting at home on her own.
Oh, I suppose so.
Thinking people had just forgotten. Or didn't think George was worth remembering.
Well, there's no chance of that.
And I think it's great that Alistair's coming.
What's the betting he gets a sudden emergency call out at about 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I should say he's just had something in his eye.
I thought that's probably all it was.
Bit of inflammation, but nothing serious.
Ed was concerned that it could be pink eye.
Ed?
His judgment's usually pretty sound.
Oh, well, his judgment could cost you a few bob if you call me out for every little scratch.
Better safe than sorry.
Yep. Well, I'll give him an antibiotic injection and some ointment.
We'll check the rest of the herd.
I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Well, just to be sure. Now, I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks, and I'm leaving Ed in charge.
Oh.
Well, he's really knuckled down these past few weeks.
The love of a good woman?
You may mark, Alistair.
No, I wasn't.
But he's really determined to provide for young Emma and the baby.
Good for him.
Taking any bit of work he can lay his hands on.
Can you hold his head, you think?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Just while I inject him.
You're all right, old chap. Nearly done.
That's it. I'll check the other eye just in case.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, Ed.
Morning.
Alistair doesn't think it's anything serious.
Oh, good.
Probably just a foreign body.
Well, it seemed like it was worrying him, you know, and I wasn't sure, so I thought, well...
If in doubt, ask the expert.
If you could just hold him so I can check the other eye.
Yeah, I'll get it. Come on, mate, hold still. That's it.
Well, look at him. Stands quiet as a lamb for you.
Yeah, that's not his bad eye, is it?
Well, that eye's okay.
Oh, cheers.
So, where are you off to?
My daughter Eleanor's over from America. Her husband has some business in France, so they're taking a house for a month or so.
Whereabouts?
Gascony, near Toulouse.
How wonderful.
Yes. Except Caroline is tied up at work.
What would I not give for a week or two in Gascony? This summer's been all work and no play.
That's terrible.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, our insurance premiums have been going up and up in recent years, but this...
And you think it's because of that child who fell off our horse?
Because of the claim against us, yes. I mean, the eventual settlement wasn't all that much.
£12,000 for a broken wrist? Oh,
believe me, Chris, that's nothing compared with some awards against riding schools.
Ludicrous, isn't it?
But I still can't believe how much the premium's gone up.
Well, perhaps they've made a mistake.
I did wonder, I must confess, when I saw the figure.
Well, I should ring them up if I were you.
Yeah, I think I
just
might.
Just to make sure. I mean, it's an awful lot of money.
Oh, whoa, Brandy. Good girl. Now, let's get this saddle off.
Oh, shall I undo the girth for you?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you stay there, Walt.
Oh, he's so good, isn't he?
Yes. No danger of him scaring the horses. Ah, there you go.
Oh, thanks.
Ah, seems like only yesterday.
What?
When Lillian first started this place. Don't suppose you remember.
Oh, I used to come down here practically every day after school.
Did you?
And then, of course, I fell in love.
Who with?
Mr. Jones.
Oh, of course.
I was always bunking off to come and ride him. Drove poor Dad to distraction.
Mr. Jones. You fell off him rather spectacularly, as I recall.
Oh, showing off to Jack. Entirely my own fault.
Hmm. But even if it hadn't been, you'd never have dreamt of suing, would you?
No, of course not.
Falling off was all part of learning to ride in those days.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, darling.
Afternoon, Alistair.
You really ought to have that dog on a lead.
Oh, you don't have to worry about old Walt.
Maybe not, but we try to make it a rule. All dogs in the stable yard should be on a lead.
Oh, it's time I was taking him home anyway.
Particularly at half term when the place is swarming with kids.
Come on, Walt. I'll see you both this evening.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Aren't we, Alistair?
Yes.
Bye.
See you later. Well, that was a bit unnecessary.
What?
Walt is the most perfectly behaved dog.
What's the point of having rules if you're going to make exceptions all the time? And, about this evening.
What about it?
This do at Brookfield.
Oh, no, Alistair, you're not backing out now.
Well, those two were fine.
Great. So now it's just, oh, Lord, I've lost track. Which ones haven't we checked?
That lot over there and, them two under the tree.
All right.
Well, it looks like I overreacted.
No, none at all. You saw an animal in distress and you summoned the vet. And I want you to do that when I'm away. If in doubt, call Alistair.
Okay.
Any luck with the job hunting?
No. Well, I told Emma what you said.
What?
You know, I should go off on my own for a while.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
Get a few quid in the bank, but she wouldn't hear of it.
No. Whatever Emma says...
She's my number one priority now, her and George.
Well, of course.
She said I should put an ad in Farmers Weekly, you know, offering my services.
Oh, worth a try.
Well, it's going to be in this Friday. Mind you, you'll never recognise me from the description.
Why?
It sort of looks like I've got a bit more experience than I really have.
Well, you've got to sell yourself, Ed.
Yeah, that's what Emma said.
You'd still consider going abroad, would you?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere that ain't Ambridge.
Getting to you, is it?
Yeah. Been so close to... Well, you know, after everything that's happened.
Yeah, well, it must be very stressful.
Yeah, it's awful.
We're very predictable, I'm afraid.
Oh, but it's a great treat for me.
When you live on your own, you never bother with a roast.
There you go, Auntie Chris. One glass of red.
Oh, lovely, thanks.
Ruth?
Yeah, please.
I dropped in on Shula this afternoon.
Oh, did you see Alistair?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Did he say anything?
About what?
About this evening.
David's convinced Alistair's going to cry off.
Why?
Well, because he always does.
Ever since we started using a different vet.
Oh, but that was months ago.
I know. But every time we invite him round...
Make some excuse.
So we're really hoping he'll come tonight. It's a bit of a milestone.
Well, fingers crossed.
There you go, love.
Thanks.
So, any news on George's bridge?
Not really, no.
Oh, I'll go.
It's all systems go. We're just waiting for planning permission, but, yeah, it's the usual problem. Everything grinds to a halt.
Hold a moment. Now, this evening's for Auntie Chris.
I know.
So don't go raking over old arguments.
What do you take me for?
Try and look as if you're enjoying yourself.
I'm here, aren't I? What more do you want?
Hi. Oh, hello.
Evening, Ruth. Lovely to see you.
And you. Come on in.
We've brought you a bottle.
Oh, you're showing us up again. Bringing posh wine.
Posh? Bought it at the petrol station on the bypass, didn't we, Shula?
Come on in anyway.
Thanks.
So, he said he'd have a word and see if we could get it bumped up the agenda.
Well, isn't that graft or undue influence or something?
No, not at all.
Well, come on in.
Ah, Shula.
Hello.
Evening.
Hi.
Hello again.
No, no, don't get up, Christine. Can I sit beside you?
Please do.
Now, what can I get you to drink? We're all on the Argentinian red.
They brought us some proper wine.
Oh, no, it's nothing special.
No, Argentinian red sounds good to me.
OK, Shula?
Oh, yes, lovely, thanks.
David's just been telling me about the progress on the bridge. You know, George's memorial.
Oh, is there any news?
Not really, no. We're stuck in planning limbo at the moment.
But there won't be a problem, will there?
No, no. It's just... Well, you know what planning permission's like.
Mm. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Such a lovely tribute.
Yes. Well, George often used to walk across the old bridge, didn't he?
Oh, all the time. I remember we walked that way on his last birthday. It was a lovely afternoon. Just like today. Anyway.
Here you go, Shula.
Oh, thanks.
Alistair.
Cheers.
Did you ring the insurance company?
Yes, I did.
What's this?
Oh, my public liability insurance. They've whacked up the premium. And no, it wasn't a mistake.
Oh, dear.
And it's got nothing to do with the claim we made. That hasn't even been processed yet.
So why are they...
Oh, all riding schools are facing the same problem. Anyone falls off a horse, they sue.
It's the times we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, the district council gets it all the time. Anyone trips over a paving stone.
If it goes on like this, the business just won't be viable.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Outgoings are through the roof. But I can't increase my prices anymore without losing customers.
Well, there's no point moaning about it.
I wasn't moaning.
There's nothing we can do.
I was only pointing out...
Unless you're proposing to close the business down, are you?
Of course not.
So, lucky old Oliver's off to France next week.
Yes.
Why isn't Caroline going?
Oh, she just can't get away from Grey Gables at the moment. Everyone else had booked leave already and...
And Oliver's leaving Ed Grundy in charge at Grange Farm.
Good heavens.
Ed's always looked after his cattle.
But in the present circumstances...
And he's done a perfectly good job.
I mean, he has just run off with his brother's wife and child.
Ah. Oh. Well, it may not be his brother's child.
What?
Well, apparently Emma is claiming that Ed is George's father.
What?
You're kidding.
He can't be.
Who told you that?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah, who had it from Kirsty, who had it from the lady herself.
From Emma?
Mm-hmm.
But George was born when? April?
Yeah.
So he was conceived...
Just before the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
When Emma had a drunken fling with Ed, who allegedly she has loved all along.
But she married Will.
Who she also claimed to love.
Oh, come on.
At the time. She seems to have gone off him a bit since then.
So she says she was in love with both of them?
Apparently.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Oh, why not? Not the first time a woman's claimed to be in love with two men at once.
What?
Alistair. Oh,
Saved by the bell.
That'll be Jill and Phil. Pass round the nuts, David.
Right.
Oh, we were reminiscing earlier, weren't we, Shula? About you and Mr. Jones.
Who the hell is Mr. Jones?
It's all right, darling. He was a horse.
Not everyone is thrilled about Kate's impending visit.
Thank you. she's arriving Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon. Phoebe's so excited, isn't she?
Is she?
Oh, Betty.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
She's thrilled. She talks about it all the time.
Well, when she's with you, maybe.
The annoying thing is that Brian arranged months ago to go over to Hungary to visit Debbie, so he's going to miss half of Kate's visit. But we're going over to Johannesburg at Christmas anyway. Oh, morning, Susan.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
Oh, it must be such a worry for you.
Sorry?
Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it, when your children make a mess of things and then come running home expecting you to make it all better. I know just what you must be going through.
Was there anything else, Jennifer?
Because, of course, we went through it all with Kate. No, that's all, thanks, Betty.
That's £7.20, then, please.
With poor Phoebe caught in the middle, just like little George. One good thing, he's too young yet to understand what's going on.
Well,
And they can weather these storms when they're tiny. I mean, look at Phoebe now. You'd never know how traumatic her first year was. Would you, Betty?
£30, £50, £8, and £2 is £10.
Oh, thanks. She's a remarkably happy little girl.
Just the paper you want, is it, Susan?
Yes, that's all. I should have the right change.
I'll try.
Well, I'd better get going. I'm on my way to the county archive in Selfridgeham.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bit of research for the village website. Oh, I'll be in touch when we know exactly what Kate's plans are.
All right.
Bye then.
Bye.
Honestly.
Oh, I know.
How dare she? How dare she pretend to understand what we're going through?
She can be so tactless sometimes.
As I recall, Kate Aldridge abandoned her kids.
She did.
And she never had a husband to start with.
Well, she thinks she can come swanning back whenever she feels like
it. It's not the same.
Disrupting Phoebe's life and upsetting the rest of us.
Not the same at all. Oh, when's she coming?
Next week. Oh,
poor you.
Oh, well, we'll get through it somehow. It's only for a couple of weeks.
Anyway, look, I better get off to work.
Any news on that front?
Oh, no. Mrs. Godden is quite categorical. The future of the Laurels is assured.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
It's the photo shoot at the Cat and Fiddle this afternoon. Have I told you about that?
Yes.
4th of July for doing an article.
Several times.
It's going to be the main feature in next month's magazine.
Oh, and are you going to appear in these photographs?
Well, of course.
In your hard hat?
That's why I need to get off promptly, Roy. I shall have to go home and change into something more suitable.
Roy!
Oh, hello, mate.
William!
Oh, I've been looking all over for you. I really need to talk to someone.
How are you?
How am I? What kind of a stupid question's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Well, how the hell do you think I am?
Look, Linda, why don't you get off?
Well, it's only 5:02 and Shelley...
Yeah, hasn't... I'll cover reception until Shelley gets here. Go on. Off you go.
Very well, thank you.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, mate, I know it's hard, but I just can't stand it. People like that.
Everyone's on your side in this. And that includes Linda. I know she can be a pain, but honestly...
I've just been to see my solicitor.
Oh, I see.
And he's another one. Puts on this caring face, tells me not to rush into things. I want this over with, Roy. I want the whole wretched business over and done with. I told him I want a divorce.
Oh.
I want him to start proceeding straight away. No messing. And he goes on about, have we considered mediation?
I expect.
I mean, is that a joke or what?
No, that's probably, you know, the form these days. Solicitors have to suggest these
things. There's no way.
No, of course not.
There's no way I'm even gonna talk about it. She was unfaithful. She left me. That's it. End of story.
But what about... I mean, if you want contact with George...
I want access. Of course I do. Proper access, so she knows I've got rights.
But don't you have to sort of negotiate with Emma?
Well, that's the other thing, you see. I went round with Mum to collect him Sunday, and even then she didn't want to let him go. She'll do everything in her power to stop me seeing him. And I'm not going to stand for it.
So, it didn't take long then, the shoot? No? No, it was all very smooth, really.
Oh, good. The photographer was quite delightful.
Was he?
Oh, yes. If it had been up to him, I'd have been in every shot. He had me posed on the staircase and then by the stained glass windows. I had to say to him in the end, no, please, this is not about me. It's about the future of this historic building.
But it wouldn't have a future without you, Linda.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
There, and have a biscuit?
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me tell you what I've discovered.
Mind you, they sent the same reporter who came to look at my kitchen.
Really?
Marcy something or other.
Now, you remember I told you...
I thought then she lacked a journalist's spirit of inquiry and she hasn't improved.
I told you how I was doing some research.
Very apathetic young woman.
Into Ambridge's oldest families.
What?
For the website.
Oh, Yes, you did mention something.
Well, I went to the county archive today to try and find out about the Lawson Hopes.
Who used to be squires of this village?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But back in the 1700s, they were apparently known as the Lowton Hopes. And there was a younger brother, Richard, who was a bit of a black sheep, you know, a gambler, a womaniser, and that sort of thing.
There's always one, isn't there?
And apparently he brought a charge of theft against an itinerant French merchant by the name of Jean Brion, as a result of which Jean Brion was hanged. Now, what does that remind you of?
Remind me of?
Well, don't you think it sounds familiar?
No.
Joe Grundy? Halloween?
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
But don't you remember? I'm sure you were there.
Where?
Well, Arkwright Hall, and we had this telling tales evening, and Joe told this story about someone called John Briar.
Oh, I remember that.
The travelling tinker who died as a result of the heartlessness of a local squire.
But what's that got to do with...
John Briar? Jean Brion? Well, don't you think that's rather a coincidence?
But surely Joe made that story up.
No, no. It was handed down. He'd heard it from his mother or his grandfather or something.
But wasn't there some business with a tankard?
Oh, well, he made that bit up. Of course he did. And tried to prove some spurious family connection with this tankard, which was quite obviously a fake.
Well, then.
But that doesn't mean the story doesn't have some basis in truth. I must get Joe to tell me his version again.
All sounds very tenuous to me.
Oh, Linda... Talking about fantastic tales, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, don't remind me.
It's definite, is it?
I haven't had a moment to look at the script.
But that's what you're doing for the Christmas show.
I really don't know where I'm going to find the time.
Go on, get inside.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
Oh, go on, you daft thing. Otherwise, the fox will have you for his...
Oh, thanks, love.
Thank you.
Good day.
Oh, you know, usual. Well, except I had another visit from Will at lunchtime.
Oh, how is he?
He's in a bad way. Just come from seeing a solicitor and... Well, I don't think he told him what he wanted to hear.
How do you mean?
Well, he wants a divorce. And the solicitor, obviously.
Oh, he's going to divorce Emma.
Well, she's not going to go back to him, is she?
I don't suppose he wants her back.
Although, he obviously still loves her a bit.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Never admit to it in a million years, but... You don't stop loving someone just because... Because they do something terrible, do you?
I don't know.
Well, I think that's why it's so hard for him. She was his ideal woman. He had this perfect life.
And she's still refusing to let him see George.
Yeah.
Clary told me she had to go and fetch him on Sunday.
Well, and the solicitor's talking about mediation. You know, sitting down and talking things through and... There's just no way.
Oh, dear.
What the state he's in at the moment, anyway. Reminds me so much of the battle I had over Phoebe.
Mm, Jennifer was in the shop today.
Oh, was she?
Going on about Kate's visit.
Oh, yeah. I wondered if I should ask for some more leave. Oh, just a couple of extra days.
Well, I thought you were having some time off anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I am, but... Well, Kate's arriving this time next week.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and it's a long time since Phoebe's seen her. She might be a bit, you know, shy about meeting her again.
Well, they talk on the phone.
Yeah, it's not the same, though, is it?
She goes to Home Farm every week.
It's not like seeing someone regularly.
They make sure she doesn't forget who her real mum is.
Well, anyway, thought I'd make myself available, you know. Just to oil the wheels.
I do wish Dad would calm down a bit.
Oh, so do I.
Well, he's just been so unreasonable. I mean, we don't want to be stuck in this caravan.
I know.
I always hated it from the day we moved in here. Do you remember? When we left number one. Come on. Open wide.
You were hardly ever here.
That's it. Good boy.
He used to disappear off to Will's.
The sooner we can get out of here, the happier I shall be.
Ed's not had any luck, then.
Oh, it's not for want of trying, Mum, believe me.
No, I wasn't suggesting...
The problem is me and George. He could have had half a dozen jobs if he was prepared to go off on his own.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Oliver said he should do.
Oliver Sterling said he should go.
But I wouldn't stand for it. One more spoonful. Yeah, good boy. I couldn't bear for us to be separated. Not now. He's going away next week, Oliver.
Oh. How long for?
I don't know, a couple of weeks. And he's leaving Ed in charge at Grange Farm.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah, he wouldn't do that if he didn't think he could trust him, would he?
So, you've no idea?
You see, people who really know Ed have a lot of faith in him.
But you've no idea how long you're going to be here.
Look, the ad comes out in Farmers Weekly this Friday, and I'm sure something will come of that.
Well, let's hope so.
He's a really good ad. Mm-hmm. We spent hours putting it together. Oh, that'll be him. He always rings to tell me when he'll be back. Oh, hell.
What? It's Will. I really don't want to talk to him.
Emma, you've got to. You can't keep ignoring him and hoping he'll go away, because he won't.
All he does is rant at me.
Please talk to him, Emma.
Oh, it won't do any good. Yes?
It's me.
I know it's you. What do you want?
I just thought you ought to know. I've told my solicitor to start divorce proceedings.
Oh. Right. Well, that's fine by me.
And I've said I want proper access to George.
In your dreams.
And in the meantime, I'm getting a court order, so you can't stop me seeing him. Understood?
Will, how many times do I have to say this before it penetrates? Will? Damn.
What?
He's rung off.
What did he want?
He's going for a divorce. Seeing the solicitor.
Oh, dear.
Which is fine by me. I don't care how many court orders he gets, he's not having any sort of contact with George.
Oh, Emma. How many times do I have to tell you? You can't do that. He's officially George's dad.
I don't care.
His name's on the birth certificate.
Well, we'll just have to get it changed.
I don't think you can.
Well, Ed is George's father, and if we have to prove it, then we will. We'll do the DNA test.
Oh, right.
Yes, that's what we'll do, and that'll put an end to this nonsense once and for all.
Tony has yet another reason to feel depressed.
Dad?
Oh, you're back.
I only went to feed the pigs.
Can you take some vegetables to the shop?
Yeah, sure, I was just going to do that.
Helen left a list.
I know.
It's on the kitchen table.
Yeah, I've seen it. I just wondered why there was a huge great pile of carrots in the yard.
Yeah, returned by the co-op lorry.
Well, there's tons of them.
Because they're too small.
Must be nearly half the crop.
Not quite, but getting on for 40%.
They've never returned that many before.
And what does the organic co-op say? Not our fault, Gov, we're powerless.
Let me guess, the supermarkets.
Yeah, if the supermarket decides they're too small, they're too small. End of story.
But you can't make any money.
No, of course I can't. They're paying rock-bottom prices as it is. And if they're only going to pay me for the 60% they deem to be pretty enough...
You're going to make a loss.
Yeah. Well, we'll sell what we can through the shop.
Bung a few extra in the veg boxes.
Yeah, but most of them will just have to go to the pigs. And that's if you want them at Home Farm, of course.
Celebrate British Sausage Week at Jack's Cafe with Tom Archer, winner of the 2004 Borchester Sausage Trail.
Yeah, well, that is a tiny bit misleading. I mean, Tom won't actually be there.
You mean it's a lie?
Well, I was hoping he might drop in from time to time, but he's up to his eyeballs, poor lad.
With Tony being out of action,
huh? Yeah.
I was going to pop round and see him this afternoon, while the kids are with your mum, see if we can do anything to help.
Hey, we'll come to Jack's. Eat sausages.
I was thinking more in terms of doing the milking. David did offer, but...
No, bring the kids. A treat for half term.
I'll see.
Hey, Josh will never forgive you if you pass up a sausage-eating opportunity.
Well, this is true.
Especially a Tom Archer sausage-eating opportunity.
Don't think Josh is that discriminating.
Well, anyway, spread the word, can you?
Is it not going well?
Oh, no, it's going fine. It's just we were a bit late off the mark. Only discovered on Sunday that Tom wasn't doing anything.
So this flyer is all you're doing, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the posters.
Posters?
Yeah, pop in the bull and have a look. Very eye-catching, if I say it myself.
There you go. Help yourself to sugar.
Oh, wonderful. So, how did the famous dinner party go?
What do you mean, famous?
Well, did Alistair come?
Yeah.
Mm. And did it end in mutual recrimination?
No.
Mm. Not even a punch-up?
It was all very civilised.
Oh, how disappointing.
After a slightly sticky start...
Sticky? What do you mean?
I don't know exactly. There just seemed to be something going on between Alistair and Shula.
Oh, no, they're not splitting up, are they?
No, of course not. It was just... What? I don't know. He probably forgot to take the rubbish out of...
All right, well, left his underpants on the bathroom floor.
Something like that. But actually, he was on very good form.
Hmm?
He can be really funny when he puts his mind to it. So it ended up being quite a jolly evening. Ah, oh, Sam!
Morning. Oh, hi, Ken.
Hi, mate.
Coffee?
No, I won't, thanks, Ruth. I'm just going to buzz into Borchester, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Only I had a bit of good news this morning.
Oh, yeah?
You know, Paxley's do these awards.
Paxley's?
Assemed employer.
Yeah, Paxley's milking services.
Yeah, what sort of awards?
Best monthly herd performance.
All right.
And I've won.
You've won? Sam, well done.
For the highest margin over purchased feed at 17.4 pence per litre.
Whoa, that is brilliant.
Yeah, and is there an award ceremony?
No. Oh,
where you make an emotional speech and thank each of the cows individually?
I win a night out for two at a posh restaurant and a few other goodies. Like a rather nice fleece.
Ooh, wow.
Well, look, why don't you and Kirsty come over for supper tonight? And we'll crack open a bottle.
Yeah, it would be great, but actually, that's why I'm going into Borchester. Take her out to lunch.
Come to Jack's. Celebrate with a sausage.
Helen not here?
Oh, she'll be back any minute. She just went for some lunch.
All right. Where do you want these?
Over there, please. I'll see to them.
OK.
So, how are you?
Shattered. Busy.
Yeah, right.
There just aren't enough hours in the day.
So, no change there, then. And how's your dad?
Well, he's okay, but he can't do anything. So he gets frustrated and bad-tempered and... Well, the final straw this morning was the organic co-op returned 40% of his carrots.
Oh, no, why?
Well, they don't meet supermarket specifications.
Oh, you're kidding.
I wish I was.
That's just so ridiculous.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, well, so you and your dad have now got something in common.
What?
Well, you've both been dumped on by a supermarket.
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
Hello?
Oh, Sam! Who's a clever boy then? Come here.
Must try winning things more often. All right, Tom.
Hi. I'll just go and get the rest of the veg in.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate Sam?
What for?
I won best monthly hers performance from Paxley's.
Oh, well done.
So we're having lunch to celebrate, but I haven't got long. Will Jax do you?
Yeah, fine.
Ah, I hear they're doing a special on your bangers, Tom.
Yeah, they are. I suppose I ought to drop in, show my face.
Why don't you come along with us now?
No, I don't think... Some other time, maybe.
Yeah. I really need to get back to work.
OK, well...
But, yeah, you go ahead if you like. I'll keep an eye on things here till Helen gets back.
Excuse me. Can I just... Thanks.
Oh, Emma.
Hi.
You need a hand with the buggy?
It'll be all right here, won't it?
Oh, yeah, no, sure, it's fine. Hey, hello, George. How's my favourite godson, eh?
He's fine.
Goodness me, you've grown, haven't you?
No, still 5'4".
Hey, I'm the one that makes the jokes round here, OK? Do you want a coffee?
I won't, thanks. Ed's supposed to be picking me up.
All right. So what brings you into Borchester?
Oh, I just had to go to the doctor.
What for?
Oh, nothing.
You're not ill, are you?
No, no.
Pregnant again?
No, of course not.
Well, you know...
No, it's just, you know, some tests.
What sort of tests?
Routine stuff. Oh, you are nosy, aren't you?
I'm concerned for your welfare, that's all. I want to know my godson has a fit and healthy mum. There's nothing wrong with him, is there?
No, of course not. Just look at him.
Oh, he certainly looks fat and happy. You fat and happy, George? Good. Glad to hear it.
Oh, look. Hiya.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Hi, Emma.
Hello.
She's been to the doctor's to have some tests.
Oh.
But it's nothing serious, just routine.
Tell the whole world, why don't you?
You all right? Of course I'm all right, honestly. Any news on the job front?
No, Ed's ad doesn't come out till Friday. Oh, look, there he is. I've got to go.
Tell him to come in.
No, really.
Have a Tom Archer sausage bat.
He won't be able to park, not this time of day. Could you give me a hand with the buggy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you pass it over to me, Kenan.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. Come on, Georgie boy, up we go.
Are you working tonight, Kirsty?
At the Bull, yeah.
Great, I'll see you there. Oh, what's going on? I'll tell you later. Right, thanks, boys. I'll see you.
See you. That was a very flying visit.
Yeah, I'll try and stay longer next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I hope she's all right.
Yeah.
Tests, eh? I wonder if...
Sam.
Oh, sorry. What? Nothing.
So, what are we going to have for this celebratory lunch?
Oh, yeah, of course. You've won something, haven't you?
Best herd performance.
Best herd performance. Yeah, what was that in again?
Hey?
Was it cattle on a hot tin roof or...
What?
Gangs of New York?
Just ignore him, Sam.
Don't look, cow.
A person could die of starvation here.
Oh, sorry. What can I get you?
What you got?
Right, let's see. We've got sausage, egg and chips, sausage and mash, sausage and beans, sausage in a bat with onions, sausage in a bat.
I wish someone would say to me, put your feet up for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you be careful what you wish for.
I know.
That's what I was thinking last week. I could do with a rest. But when it's forced and you're like this...
Is it still painful?
It's a bit stiff, that's all. But I don't want to take any risks. I'm playing it by the book.
Of course. You don't want it going again.
No. but there's a million jobs that need doing out there.
Well, let us help, Tony.
That's all right.
We could at least do the milking.
Well, Tom's got everything pretty much under control. And one good thing about being stuck in the office, I have at least got the accounts up to date.
Well, tell you what, I'll do your milking. You come and do my accounts.
Oh, I bet yours don't make as depressing reading as mine.
Oh, don't you believe it. Well, none of us are making any money with the milk price stuck where it is.
Well, it's not just the milk.
But you must be doing okay otherwise, aren't you? Organics seem to be going from strength to strength.
No. I've just had 40% of my carrot crop returned.
You're joking?
No, the usual. Not the right size.
Oh, poor you. Oh, hi, Tom.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Yeah, all right, thanks. I was just going to grab myself a sandwich.
Haven't you had any lunch?
Not yet, no.
I was just saying to Tony, if you need a hand with anything...
I think we're covered, thanks. Seems to be going okay.
Well, the offer's there.
Great, thanks.
I saw Kenton this morning. He was doing a bit of advertising for British Sausage Week.
Oh, what's that got to do with him?
I've told you this, Dad. He's doing a promo for my sausages.
It's going really well, so he says.
Well, do me a favour and tell that to Brian.
Oh, right.
He seems to think I'm not working hard enough to market the brand.
Not working hard enough?
So I haven't noticed him doing anything for Sausage Week.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, to be fair, he did land us a massive deal with the pub chain.
Oh, yeah.
So, the business is definitely on the way up again.
Kirsty, can you spare me a couple of minutes?
What for?
I need to look something up on the internet and I don't want any nosy Parker squinting over my shoulder.
There was no one using them, though.
Yeah, even so, if you could sort of stand behind me, I'll use the one facing the corner.
OK. What's the big secret?
I had a call from Will last night. He started divorce proceedings.
Oh, has he?
Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But... he's insisting he wants regular contact with George and he's going to get a court order.
And that's not fine.
No way.
He's just got to accept that he's not George's father and move on.
He's not going to accept it, though, is he? So I've got to prove it, haven't I? I've got to have a DNA test.
Oh, so that's what you're doing at the doctor's?
Yeah.
Oh, I did wonder.
You haven't said anything, have you?
No, no. Well, I did tell Sam.
But you haven't said anything to Kenton?
Kenton? What did you take me for?
It was just the way he was going on this morning. It was like he knew something.
Well, if you're going for a DNA test, everybody's going to know soon, aren't they?
Anyway, I went to the doctor, but they can't do the test on the NHS. So I have to go to a commercial company, but the doctor will supervise the test. Mm. Oh, here we are. Look.
A leading UK-based DNA testing laboratory with over 15 years of specialist experience. Mm.
Now, I'll get him to send me the forms and everything.
Blimey, have you seen how much it costs?
Where?
There, look.
Oh, God.
And that's each. So for all three of
you... Four of us. Will's got to have it done too.
Oh, it's a heck of a lot.
We haven't got that sort of money.
So what are you going to do?
Well, Will's going to have to pay for it, isn't he?
Will?
Why not? After all, he's the one that refuses to believe the truth.
Is there a future for the cat and fiddle?
You're very late.
I'm sorry, Di.
I've got to go out. There's some soup in a pan by the Argo.
No, it's all right. No, I've already had lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, I dropped into Jack's to check out this sausage week event.
So you ate sausages again? I would have thought you'd be sick of them after the past few weeks.
No, not at all, no. They're obviously popular.
It's going well, is it?
Yeah, the cafe was heaving. And it was Tom's idea, according to Kenton. I'm sure he told me he hadn't got time to organise anything.
Oh, anyway, I must be off.
Where are you going?
Oh, I told you to see Joe Grundy.
Ah, about his ghost story.
Phoned and spoke to Clary and she was so pleased I was coming round. Anything to take his mind off things, she said.
What things?
Brian.
Oh, right.
He's very fond of Edward, apparently.
Can't imagine why.
Of course, Eddie's chucked him out of the house.
Joe?
Edward.
Oh, I see.
And Joe's so depressed about it all, he hardly stirs out of his room.
So, you've got to interview him in his bedroom?
Oh, hope not. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Oh, by the way, Di.
What?
I passed the Cat and Fiddle on my way home.
Yeah?
Has Linda finally managed to buy the place?
No, why?
There's a soul sign outside.
I know, darling. Yeah, I know. Will you look after yourself? Are you coming round later for your tea? Yeah, all right then. Yeah. Bye, William.
All right, is he?
Oh, no, not really. Joe, you haven't eaten your sandwich.
Oh, I ain't hungry, Clary.
Come on, I bought that bit of ham for you special.
What do you want?
Tell you what, I'll cut the crusts off for you.
You were on the phone an awful long time.
There, you just eat that.
Are you going to tell
me? It's nice and soft, it won't give your teeth no trouble.
I'll eat me sandwich if you tell me what William said.
Oh, Joe, he's going to divorce Emma.
Oh.
I suppose it ain't really a surprise,
There'd
but...
never been a divorce in our family before?
No. And he's getting a court order so she can't stop him seeing George. Only she says, you know.
George is Edward's kiddie.
Yeah. And she wants to have a test done to prove it.
DNA test, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we heard about that on the telly.
And it costs a lot of money.
How much?
I don't know exactly. Several hundred.
Oh, my Lord.
And Emma's saying as William's got to pay.
Why?
Well, because she and Edward ain't got no money.
No.
William says he won't, because it's his name on the birth certificate, so he don't have to prove nothing.
So what's going to happen then?
I don't know. Oh, that'd be Jennifer. Now, do finish that up.
No, we don't want no more.
It's only a mouthful. Go on, eat her.
I certainly don't want to see Jennifer Blumenauer.
Sold? The Cat and Fiddle? Sold to whom?
They refused to say. Client confidentiality.
Well, it can't be Chalkman.
But I did get them to admit that the buyer is a developer who intends to convert the building into flats. So I can only conclude
No, it can't possibly be.
Lillian, you assured me that Matt would see him off.
Yes, because Matt... It must be somebody else.
Hello, what's going on?
Ah, perhaps you'd like to tell me. The Cat and Fiddle?
Ah.
You remember I told you Stephen Chalkman was sniffing around?
Yeah.
And you said to me, don't worry, Chalkman owes me, I'll make him back off.
Right, that's what I said, was it?
I had a call from Watson's this morning informing me the building has been sold to a developer.
Oh, they accepted the offer then?
What offer?
Well, that was quick. I thought they'd be haggling for weeks.
Matt, what have you done?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pussycat. I meant to tell you.
Tell me what?
Just didn't think it would happen so fast. I went to see Steve, like you asked, to tell him to lay off, but then he showed me the plans.
What plans?
For the Cat and Fiddle, the apartments. And I took one look at them and I thought, can't find this. Absolutely beautiful.
But what about my restoration project?
Well, that's what swung it for me, to be honest. You want that building restored, right? And that's exactly what Steve is doing. Beautiful, modern apartments, but with original features. Windows, staircase, cornices, data rails, all lovingly refurbished.
But the point is...
The point is, Linda, you're getting what you want. The building will be saved, its character preserved, and at no cost to the public purse.
But my heritage centre...
Oh, come on. Does Borsetshire really need yet another monument to our agricultural past? Or does it need some decent housing?
They found the old square dead in the morning, with its air turned white as snow. Dead in the kitchen of his great house, with every pot and pan...
Oh, do you want to take a break?
I'm nearly at the end, would you? Just fetch me a drop of water, would you?
Oh, I'll turn the tape recorder off. This is really exciting, Joe. Forgotten the old squire's name was Dyke.
Yeah, Squire Dyke, that's right, yeah. My great aunt was his kitchen maid and John Breyer was sweet on her.
Oh. Here, you have a sip of water.
Oh, now, that's how come the story's been passed down. Now, where was I then?
Squire Dyke had just been found dead in the kitchen. Okay, away you go.
And every pot and pan in the place were there on the floor beside him. But if you're walking home on a dark November night and you hear the sound of pots and pans jingling behind you, don't look back. It might just be old John Breyer still a-looking for the squire.
That is marvellous, Joe. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but you're out to prove it ain't true.
No, not at all. Quite the opposite, in fact.
But John Breyer wasn't a tinker, but some kind of a Frenchman.
Well, I think I may have stumbled upon the actual historical origin of this story. Oh. You see, Jean Brion was an itinerant merchant, which is, well, it's not that different from being a tinker. And the squire who had him hanged was an ancestor of the Lawson Hopes, a rather disreputable character called Richard Lowton.
No, that don't make no sense. His name was Dyke, I told you.
But don't you see,
definitely
Joe?
Dyke.
Yeah, well, Squire Dyke could be a corruption of Squire Dick, as in Richard.
Oh, believe that you believe anything.
What the hell do you think you're playing?
Hang on, I'm just making a call.
Never been so embarrassed in my entire life.
Steve, it's Matt. I hear the Cat and Fiddle deal went through. Great news. Give us a call. Cheers, mate.
Oh, it's cheers, mate, now, is it?
Listen.
This man who couldn't keep his trap shut during your divorce, who cost you thousands of pounds...
Yeah, he's apologised for that.
Oh, and that makes it all right, does it?
Lillian, he made me an offer.
That makes it acceptable for you to let me down, to humiliate me in front of Linda Snell.
Oh, come on, you don't care any more than I do about her blessed heritage centre.
Well, it's not the point. I made her a promise on the basis of something you promised me.
I said I'd look into it.
You said a damn sight more than that.
And I did.
You've made me look a complete idiot.
I looked into it and I liked what I saw.
Can I ever look Linda Snell in the face again?
Why would you want to?
This is not a joke, man.
Look, pussycat.
Don't you pussycat me.
I went to see the guy. He showed me the plans, which, like I said, they're classy. But I would have still scuppered it, except he offered to cut me in.
What?
I put in a small amount of capital. He does all the graft. I get a share of the profits.
This is the man who nearly wrecked your divorce.
So he owes me, and this is payback. Look, it's a sweet deal, Lillian, believe me.
Right.
Honestly, it's the best thing that could happen to that old pub. Trust me.
You never thought to mention any of this to me?
I was going to.
Oh, were you now?
I just didn't think they'd accept the offer. Look, she'll get over it, pussycat. And I promise you, we won't regret it.
And Squire Dyke could quite easily be a corruption of Squire Dick, so I'm all the more convinced that I'm onto something.
Oh, jolly good.
Couldn't persuade Joe, though. He's adamant that his version of the story is gospel. Poor Joe.
Jenny,
well at all.
I dropped into the travel agent this morning.
But Clary's so worried.
About my trip to Hungary.
Oh, booked that months ago.
Yeah, the flight, yes. But I wanted to firm up on my schedule while I'm there, and, well, I managed to free up a couple of days at the end.
Oh, so you'll be coming back early?
No, I can't change the flight back, which is a shame. I mean, I'd love to see a bit more of Kate, but we're going over at Christmas anyway.
Brian, what are you trying to say?
I thought what I'd do was I'd go across to Germany for a couple of days. See, it's Rory's birthday.
You're going to visit Siobhan?
But he'll be three, and I haven't seen him since he was a baby. I don't want him to grow up without knowing me at all, so... okay.
You're asking me?
Well, I didn't want to, go behind your back.
But you're going to go, whether I say it's okay or not.
Well, I made the arrangements now. I would come home early if I could change the flight, but...
So, what am I supposed to say to Kate?
You don't have to say anything.
She talks to Debbie on the phone, and so does Alice, and... They're going to know exactly when you left Hungary, and neither of them knows about Rory.
No.
And I certainly don't want them finding out by accident. So, you'd better make up a very convincing excuse about where you're going to be for those 2 days, did you say?
Yes. Yeah, don't worry, darling. I'll think of something.
Joe?
Oh, hello.
Oh, you're having a bonfire. That's good. You feel a bit more yourself, then?
Yeah, well, I needed a tidy up out here.
Yeah, that's for sure. How did you get on with Jennifer? Oh,
Jocelyn. Don't know what she's trying to prove. But I told the story into her tape recorder, and she can make of it what she will.
Good. Well, I'll go and get some tea, I'll then.
Clary?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. I've been thinking.
Yeah?
This test that's supposed to prove which of the boys is George's dad.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, we'd know then, wouldn't we? One way or the other.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and that'd settle things once and for all.
But it's tricky, though, Joe. You see, William's quite happy to do it, but Edward can't afford it.
But I was wondering if I shouldn't pay for it.
Oh, Joe, you ain't got that sort of money.
Well, I got me pension.
Well, that ain't going to cover
it. I could sell some,
eh? Oh, no, Joe.
Yeah, but if it would help, Clary.
Well, to be honest, I don't think it would. It's really kind of you to offer, but, we can't interfere.
The boys have got to sort this out between them.
In the quiet of the woods, Will is trying to get on with life.
Go on, that's it. Keep moving. Other side, Meg, quick. That's it. Well done. What the hell? Oh, for crying out loud.
Scruff, come back here this instant.
Oh, I might have guessed.
Scruff, come here.
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
No, William.
I've just spent the entire morning dogging in stray birds, and that stupid muck comes bounding along, barking his head off.
Come here, Scruff. Sit.
And where are they now, eh?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Most of them will be halfway to Loxley Barrett.
I've done my best with him, honestly.
And I got better things to do in my time than chasing after them.
Just guess he's occasioned the attacks of exuberance.
And I don't want to listen to no excuses. You've lived in the country long enough. You should know by now. You can't control your dog. You keep it on a lead.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, and that makes it all right, does it?
No, no, no.
I've wasted my entire morning, and you're sorry?
It's just that he's usually such a good dog.
Just think yourself lucky I didn't shoot him.
Oh, but William,
and if I catch him anywhere near my birds again, that's exactly what I'll do.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Meg.
Oh, excuse the mess. I don't usually have visitors in here.
Don't you?
Yeah, I'm the Scarlet Woman of Ambridge. People don't want to know me.
That's a joke, right?
They cut me dead in the street, half of them.
That's awful.
Anyway, sit yourself down. Just let me get George settled.
Can I hold him?
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
He won't mind.
No, he likes anyone who pays him attention, don't you? Hey.
Come on then, Georgie.
He's got my mum for some reason.
Oh, say hello to your Auntie Hayley.
He gets a bit stroppy with my mum.
Oh, look, he's smiling at me.
That usually means he's just filled his nappy.
No, I don't think so.
A coffee?
No, Tom, all right. Oh, you're so lucky, Emma.
What, living in a caravan cold-shouldered by half the village?
Having this gorgeous boy? I'm so loved to have a baby.
Oh, why don't you?
Oh, long story.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's not that we can't, at least as far as I know. Just we're stuck living with my in-laws.
They're all right, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Betty and Mike?
I mean, they're perfectly nice. Really kind. It just makes me feel like a horrible, ungrateful cow. It's just...
Well, we decided. At least I decided. We wouldn't have a baby till we got our own place.
Well, it's not that important.
And when we moved into Willow Farm, I thought it would be like a few months, but we've been there over 2 years now.
I had a lovely little cottage.
I know you did. I was dead jealous of that cottage.
And I was miserable as sin.
I know. A house is not a home and all that.
That was my big mistake. Marrying Will for the security, you know, the house and the car and...
One thing I don't understand. I mean, feel free to tell me to bog off and mind my own business.
What?
You knew you were pregnant when you got married, right?
Yeah.
And you knew it might be Ed's.
How do you know that?
Will talks to Roy a lot.
Right.
But you still married Will.
I thought I could persuade myself it was Will's baby. But, well, I suppose always in my heart I knew he was Ed's.
At the end of the day, does it really matter?
What?
Who the biological parent is?
Yeah, I think it does.
Do you?
We were going to have a DNA test done, but well, it cost the earth and Will won't pay for it.
I've been Phoebe's mum most of her life. I sort of forget she's not actually mine.
Do you?
Yeah, so does she, most of the time.
Well, that's nice.
Except when a real mum pitches up on our doorstep, like she's doing next week.
Kate's coming back.
Mm. Then we all get a bit confused.
Anyone home?
Oh, Ed, I weren't expecting you. Got a visitor.
Hiya.
Hello. Hello, Georgie.
Hmm.
Oh, are you pleased to see your daddy, are you?
Oh, yeah, you are.
Thank you. No, you're all right.
Oh, no, it's Tom I was going.
Oh, come on then, big fella.
Yeah, I did say I'd meet Roy for lunch.
Oh, well, any time that you pass in.
I'm going to be late if I don't get a move on.
Well, thanks for coming round.
My pleasure. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Georgie.
Oh, I could just eat him up. Oh, she is so nice.
If I'd known you were having a visitor, I'd have stayed away.
No, don't say that. Come here. You know, I'd rather see you than anyone else in the world.
Yeah, me too.
But I wasn't expecting you till this evening.
Yeah, well, I've been doing a bit of thinking. Oh, no, first things first.
Oh, Farmers Weekly. Is it in?
Yeah, it's in. That's a bit further along. There is that.
Oh, a capable, enthusiastic young man. Experienced herd manager.
Yeah, it's good, doesn't it?
Oh, let's hope it does the trick.
Oh, I've got a good feeling about this, Em. I mean, there's got to be someone out there that's going to see that.
Before you know it, we'll be starting our new life together.
Yeah. And that got me thinking, the DNA test.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to put it on my credit card.
But, Ed...
Well, then we get some proper money coming and we can pay it off a bit at a time.
Are you sure?
Well, it matters to you, doesn't it?
Only because Will's making such a fuss.
Well, let's get it over with. And we can really make a fresh start, eh?
Thought it was your day off today.
It is.
You just can't bear to stay away.
Well, I just went for a walk over the other side of the country park.
Oh. Hello, Scruff. You had a nice walk, have you?
Oh, don't make a fuss of him, Roy. He's in disgrace.
Oh, why?
Will was dogging in some pheasants up there, and Scruff decided it was all some kind of jolly game, and Will threatened to shoot him.
Well... He is under an awful lot of strain at the moment. You saw that the other day.
Oh, because it's far worse, Roy. Being alone on a remote woodland path with an irrational man carrying a gun.
Oh, come on, Linda. He may rant and rave a bit, and, well, who can blame him?
Indeed.
But he'd never hurt a fly, not Will.
I know. Poor boy. He must be really suffering.
Yeah.
Yes. One's own troubles seem very trivial by comparison.
Well, they do.
The Cat and Fiddle has fallen through.
What?
My restoration project.
Hiya!
Oh, there you are.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
But only the other day you were telling me how it was being featured in Borsetshire Life.
No, oh, there's another thing I'm going to have to unravel. Good afternoon, Hayley.
Hiya.
Anyway, I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Oh, except I'm on leave from Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Lucky you. Come along, Scruff.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. I
thought it was the week after.
Yeah, I've taken a few extra days. I thought, you know... with Kate being here.
What?
Well, it would just smooth things over if I was, you know, available.
Oh. Okay.
So, what did you get up to this morning?
I bumped into Emma.
Oh, yeah?
Invited me back to the caravan.
Did you go?
Mm-hmm. Get the impression she's a bit short of friends.
Well, there's a surprise.
You've got to feel sorry for her, haven't you?
Why?
Oh, come on, Roy.
I see what she's done to Will, don't forget. I mean, she's destroyed that poor bloke.
So, she made a mistake. She's admitted that.
Yeah, and now she's trying to take his kid away from him. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm meeting him for a drink this evening.
Okay.
Reminds me so much of the battle I had over Phoebe.
With Kate?
Yeah, with Kate. Mm. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Say I'm being daft?
Well, tell me.
It's just... Well, when Kate's here...
What?
Well, she's like glamorous mum from the other side of the world and I'm just boring everyday mum. And then when she's gone, Phoebe looks at me and thinks, oh, do the short straw again.
Look, she doesn't think that at all.
Oh, doesn't she?
Look, you're daft, you are.
See? I knew you'd say that.
But Phoebe thinks you're the best mum in the world. Eh? So do I.
Evening, Will.
Oh, hi.
How are things?
How do you think?
Right, sorry, stupid question. Are you on your own, or...?
No, I'm supposed to be meeting Roy.
Oh, right, good. I'm supposed to be meeting Linda Snell. But she doesn't seem to be here yet.
That woman's an idiot.
Is she? I mean, what makes you say that?
Can't control her dog.
David, oh. Over here.
There she is. Okay. I'll see you around, Will.
Yeah.
Sorry, Linda, I didn't see you here.
No, I was, not hiding exactly, but I didn't want to be drawn into another contretemps with Will.
Oh.
Anyway, sit down, David.
Oh, right.
I wanted to talk to you about the Cat and the Fiddle.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about what happened.
I simply can't understand how the whole thing can have unravelled so quickly.
No, neither can I.
Almost overnight, it seems, the rug is pulled from under us.
You know, I suspect that whoever's bought the place...
Where's this Chalkman fellow?
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Well, I suspect that he's had his eye on the place for some time.
Long enough to have detailed plans drawn up for the conversion.
Oh, really?
According to Matt Crawford.
Oh, well, he should know.
And he was supposed to be on a... Never mind that now. But if he's hired an architect already, he must be very confident about planning permission.
Well, the new planning committee are much more likely to agree a change of use.
Yes, you told me.
Because of the need for new housing. I mean, there was always a risk that this would happen, I suppose.
But there ought to be some way round it.
Well, the only surefire way to avoid it would have been to buy the building up front.
And where would we have found the money to do that?
Well, exactly.
And I just feel... I feel so responsible.
Oh, it's not your fault.
But I persuaded people to devote so much of their time and effort.
Well, we had fun doing it.
Well, it's kind of you to say so.
The life swap, that was great.
Oh, well, the fact remains that thousands of pounds have been completely wasted. And there was the grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund on top of what we raised locally.
Right. What happens to the money that hasn't been spent?
I shall have to pay it back. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better ring Borsetshire Life. Tell them to cancel their feature.
Sorry, mate. Lost track of time a bit. I was helping Phoebe build this Roman fort.
Lucky you.
It's part of some project for school.
I always imagine myself doing stuff like that with George.
You will, when he's a bit older.
Here, look at this.
What is it?
Farmers Weekly. See that ad there?
Capable, enthusiastic young man. Experienced herd manager seeks new and challenging position.
It's Ed.
Is it? Doesn't sound like him.
Look at the last sentence.
Prepared to relocate anywhere within UK or abroad?
If they take George abroad, I might never see him again.
Look, they can't do that, Will. They can't take him out of the country without your permission. I went through all this with Phoebe.
But suppose they go ahead with this DNA test?
Look, it's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, it has if he turns out to be Ed's child.
No, no, don't even go there. You know he's yours.
But suppose...
Look, you've said all along. You absolutely know it.
But suppose I'm wrong. I could lose everything. If I lost George, I don't think I could carry on.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Joanne Toy and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.